Dictation for Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, Funch, F-U-N-S-C-H, November 7, 37. Address as a letter to Michael Stack, S-T-A-C-K, 8755023. Dear Dr. Stack, consultation for Mrs. Funch, intermittent abnormal kidney function, comes accompanied with Dr. Ruth, R-U-T-H. She has a history of advanced Parkinson's disease with brain stimulator, follow through neurosurgery, Dr. Mark Adams, as well as neurology, Dr. Ma. Her mobility is restricted. There has been problems of speech, dysphagia. There has been prior EGD dilatations, no malignancy. Through the last year and a half, there has been intermittent elevated creatinine returning back to normal, intermittent elevated calcium with high total protein and relatively low albumin. There has been anemia requiring at least 3 units of blood transfusion within the last 6 months. Does have a full thickness rectal prolapse, colonoscopy without evidence of malignancy, has seen locally our general surgeons, but also rectal surgeon at Midland, Dr. Bush, B-U-S-C-H. She takes iron replacement, uses a walker. There has been also intermittent urinary tract infection. Appetite is poor, 30 pounds weight loss over the last year and a half. It's very small portions. Severe drooling from the Parkinson. Prior multiple falls, but not in the recent past. Isolated hematochezia, but not in the recent past. Some abdominal discomfort, diffuse without radiation. Incontinent of urine, presently no cloudiness or blood, no chest pain palpitations, no increase of, no chest pain palpitations, no syncope, poor exercise endurance in part from Parkinson, but also fatigue, no gross dyspnea, no orthopnea PND, no oxygen inhalers, no CPAP machine, no pyrrole material hemoptysis, does have nasal congestion, clear material. Next paragraph. Past medical history for Parkinson's disease advanced. Anxiety, depression, anemia, blood transfusion, prolapse. Prior exposure to anti-inflammatory agents discontinued 3 months ago. She denies diabetes, no documented coronary artery disease, the event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TAS, stroke, seizures, no documented liver abnormalities, denies pneumonia. There has been, as indicated above, off and on urinary tract infection, elevated calcium, elevated globulin fraction, thrombocytopenia. Next paragraph, surgeries, 2 brain stimulators, as well as batteries replacement, hysterectomy, including tubes and ovaries for benign condition, bilateral cataract surgery, prior EGD colonoscopies, right-sided fall fracture of the hip and surgery. Next paragraph, never smoke, no alcohol. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, there is a number of side effects, including macrodantin, clonopin, sulfa, Keflex, Requip, Topamax, aspirin, intravenous diet, Celebrex, diazepam, primidone, and tolmetin. Tolmectin, Tolmectin. Next paragraph, present medications include Tinemet, Lexapro, Prilosec, Zetia, iron, calcium, vitamin, stool softness, prior anti-inflammatory agents discontinue, and recent torsemide for edema discontinue. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries which are from today shows a protein creatinine ratio of around 1, which is significant but non-nephrotic range. Urine shows no blood, 1 plus of protein. There is presence of bacteria 3 plus with 50 to 100 white blood cells and positive leukocyte esterase. PTH is not elevated. I did iron studies with a ferritin 132 saturation 42%. Reticulocyte count is low at 20,000. Normal phosphorus, creatinine back to normal 0.9. Back in October was 1.76 and before fluctuating between normal and 1.1. Calcium has been also intermittently high, presently at 10. Sodium potassium acid base is normal. Albumin is normal. White blood cell normal, anemia down to 6.9. Low platelet count 93 with an MCV of 96. A urine culture has been obtained. I'm sending protein electrophoresis for monoclonal protein. Next paragraph, I review all the records available in the computer. I want to mention that the last CT scan abdomen and pelvis with contrast is from June 2022, showing the thickening of the rectum anus compatible with the prolapse and proctitis. There is presence of stool in the colon, constipation. There has been bilateral renal cyst and fatty liver. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Episodes of acute kidney injury, presently back to normal. Next number, intermittent hypercalcemia. Next number, elevated total protein globulin fraction. Next number, severe anemia. Workup in progress. Next number, intermittent thrombocytopenia. Next paragraph, severe Parkinson. Next paragraph, asymptomatic urinary tract infection, awaiting results of culture. Prior imaging has not reported urinary retention, but because of the recurrence, I'm going to request a kidney bladder ultrasound. Next paragraph, please also put somewhere there a physical exam that I was omitting. On physical exam, put it before the lab findings. She looks chronically ill, speech compromised by Parkinson, severe drooling, severe tremor for extremities, probably worse, right lower extremity, left upper extremity. She follows commands, no respiratory distress, some degree of kyphosis, lungs are clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap gallop, no palpable phylo lymph nodes or carotid bruits, abdomen not distended, no rebound guarding tenderness, no masses, no ascites, pulses are decreased throughout with prior imaging atherosclerosis, however, no gangrene decubiti, tongue contracture of both bilateral toes, no major edema. The tremors and rigidity as indicated above. Next paragraph comments, concerned for anemia, thrombocytopenia, weight loss, elevated calcium protein, globulin fraction, needs to rule out a plasma cell disorder, awaiting results for free light change, immunofixation. Kidney function has returned to baseline, and we will assess for urinary retention associated to Parkinson to explain the urinary tract infection. It's my understanding that the rectal prolapse is very intermittently and easily reducible, and there are no immediate plans for surgical repair, being followed by the colon surgery. End of dictation.